The New South Wales government says hospitalisations will plateau across the state next week and that the health system is tracking better than the best case scenarios predicted. That encouraging news has been tempered by the state recording its deadliest day of the pandemic. Victoria is trying to relieve the strain on hospitals by setting up medi-hotels, but doctors are questioning just how practical that plan is. Alexia Atwood reports.
Every day we hear nightmarish tales of what it's like to be inside our hospitals during the height of the Omicron wave. Doctors, nurses, paramedics, admin staff, desperately trying to keep their heads above water as they take patient after patient after patient. Today, the New South Wales Deputy Health Secretary, Susan Pearce, ventured a guess at when things might not calm down, but level out.
We expect that pressure on our hospitals to continue for at least the next few weeks, although what we are starting to become increasingly confident of is that we will see a plateauing next week, and that is pleasing, but that plateauing is obviously still at a relatively high level of COVID patients in our hospitals and in our ICU.
There are more than 2,500 people in hospital in New South Wales today with COVID. Premier Dominic Perrottet says that compared to modelling released last week, things aren't as bad as first feared.
We are currently tracking at both an ICU and hospitalisation rate here in New South Wales better than the best case scenario we released last week. So that is encouraging, reassuring and pleasing. The health system is under pressure in this state, just like right around the country and right around the world. As we move through this pandemic, it is going to be a difficult few weeks ahead, but the tracking that we are releasing today is very reassuring.
It's not reassuring to everyone, though, and comes as the state records its deadliest day of the pandemic. 29 people lost their lives to COVID, including 3 people in their 40s. Here's Dr. Stephen Parnas, an emergency doctor in Melbourne.
I think the New South Wales Premier is painting an overly rosy picture. I think he underestimates the pressure that that my colleagues in New South Wales are facing. And I think all that does is breed a level of scepticism in the community that doesn't encourage community participation in the measures that we need to try and reduce harm.
Up in Queensland, there's predictions from Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerrard that the Gold Coast could be the first to hit the peak in the current COVID outbreak, roughly 2 weeks behind New South Wales.
Different areas will be reach their peak at different times in Queensland because we're a more decentralised state. So presumably, and this is a bit speculative, Gold Coast, which was the first region to seem to get its growth, presumably will reach its peak earlier than other parts of Queensland.
South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says updated modelling shows COVID cases are set to drop in his state in early February.
So we're right on the cusp of that at the moment. The range in terms of that peak is going to be between 6,000 and 10,000 cases per day.
He says after that, South Australian hospitals could see a peak of almost 400 COVID admissions. With almost 1,000 COVID patients in Victorian hospitals and severe staff shortages, that state is changing tack to try and relieve some of the pressure. Deputy Premier James Molino says quarantine hotels will be converted to medi-hotels to accommodate 300 COVID patients.
That's the Pullman on Swanston and the Mantra in Epping. This is where COVID patients nearing the end of their hospital stay can be transferred to complete their treatment. These medi-hotels will provide hospital-in-the-home style care for patients who need a lower level of care, with all the benefits of a controlled environment like hotel quarantine and all the care and services that come with it.
But as Victoria records 35,000 new COVID cases today and 18 more deaths, the Australian Medical Association's Deputy President, Dr. Chris Moy, has questioned the practicality of the new plans.
The problem in hotels is that to some degree monitoring patients is actually more difficult because they're often more spread out in individual rooms, and I'm not sure they'll have the sort of ability to monitor patients to the same degree. And also, it's actually much more inefficient to care because all the equipment and resources that you might need should patient need medical care are actually not going to be with you. So really the type of patient that can be looked after in a hotel is going to be extremely low level in terms of their needs, and will have to be selected out very carefully.
He also says transferring patients will take desperately needed ambulances out of the network.
At the moment, the ambulance resources have been stretched as well, and that's another resource which will also be tested by having to move patients to another facility.
That's the Australian Medical Association's Deputy President, Dr. Chris Moy, ending Alexia Atwood's report.